Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
Want to be healthier? It's hard to start a bunch of healthy habits at once, especially when you're busy. Focus on one step at a time, then build from there. One more glass of water, one more hour of sleep, one more scoop of veggies, one more family walk. One healthy habit leads to another, and over time, small choices make powerful changes. Get started at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Today's cattle futures markets were mixed here. We had the feeder cattle down anywhere from about 40 to 60 cents and live cattle up 30 to 40. The October lives, which will expire next week, along with the October feeders, which also expire next Thursday. They're getting into expiration here and kind of winding those contracts down. But October live cattle were up 5 at 103.37. December's up 32 at 103.80. Feb's up 10 at 106.87. And the October feeders down 62 at 133.20. And the November's down 67 to 129.75. It's just interesting to note that back on August 12th, that was the day that the corn made a low and also the feeder cattle made a high. So that was about 51 trading days ago, and they have been completely inversed since that point, with the corn rallying around $1 and then the feeder cattle selling off around $19 a hundred. So it's just interesting to note how inverse those two are. And then after the close today, we had a cattle on feed report. And that report showed us 104% on feed of last year. They were looking for about 103%, so it was 1% larger than last year. Placed in September was 106%, and they were looking for 103%, so about 3 to 3.5% larger than expected. And then marketed 106%, and they were looking for about 106%.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Certified wheat seed produces more per acre, and Joe Shirley at Shirley Farms in Alva has five tremendous varieties that'll help you harvest a high-quality, high-yielding wheat crop next June. Showdown, OK Corral, Gallagher, Smith's Gold, and Double Stop CL Plus, all out of the OSU wheat breeding program and all ready to work for you. Call 580-748-0900. That's 580-748-0900. Also, check out their Facebook page, Shirley Seed Farms, or go to their website, shirleyfarms.com.
Today's grain futures kind of continued the same trend into the close. We were higher across the board, led by beans again. November beans were at 1086 and 3/4, up 13 cents. December corn, $4.20, up 3 3/4. So beans and corn continuing to lead the way. China continues to buy the U.S. crops, so it just continues to help the demand. The supply also lower following that storm back in August. So those two things have really kept the market going. And then also dry weather, not only in the U.S. but around the world, has limited the wheat production estimate. So overall, things are just kind of set up for a bullish posture. There is some rain forecasted. We got a little bit in southwest Oklahoma overnight, but through Tuesday we're expected to get rain in a large part of the winter wheat belt. But that didn't really seem to impact the wheat today. We were up 10 cents in the Kansas City. July was up 8 3/4 at 586 3/4. And then the cotton futures today ended up down 65 at 71.29. The Dow Jones currently is down 72 here, 28,196. The market's still trying to see and sort through what the government's going to do in terms of this COVID relief package.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.